Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available. Be sure to hit that subscribe button because it really helps out the show. Where else are we available, Larson?
Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. What are you looking for?
My phone. I don't know my phone. What am I going to do without
my
phone?
Oh, God forbid you don't do a show without your phone.
What am I going to do without my phone? This is terrifying.
You probably won't be distracted.
I'm getting the shakes right now, Larson. I'm getting the shakes.
We're at Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. We're going to do a revamp tomorrow, Thursday, June 1st.
Tomorrow, June 1st, we're going to have, and a $200,000 Patreon tier.
It's going to be there, but... Don't do it.
Don't do it. Look, maybe if you're like
a billionaire.
If you're a billionaire and you like you have like all that oil money coming in, or maybe some of that Tesla money come in. If you're what's that dude's name? The dude, the modern day Tony Stark, who's Tesla guy?
Elon Musk.
That sounds like a cologne. Anyways, if you're him, by all means, I'll take $200,000 every month. That'd be great. A 2-suite every month from Larson and $200,000. Are you kidding me? That's my dream life right there, man. we're going to be adding, we're going to be beefing up some of the reward tiers. It should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
So look for that tomorrow. And we're also on the prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
Yeah.
We have 10 designs.
11 soon, very soon. Literally, just need you to take a couple pictures.
10. We can't really do this anymore.
Of this face.
He is not...
Yeah, he wasn't on this week.
No tie.
Yep, no tie.
This is going to a $10 patron. Anyways, let's talk about SmackDown. Man, what a great show.
It was fun.
Let me ask you something.
Hmm.
Do you think that they did that It's Your Life, Bayley, knowing it was so bad they needed to get some buzz for Raw somehow, so they programmed a really terrible, boring segment just for so people would talk about it? I don't think so at all.
No, because I think they...
I'm totally joking
They
about
made
that.
Some edits to it, I think, on the YouTube version.
Oh, yeah. But that makes it even more intriguing. That adds to the mystique.
I don't think so.
I am totally joking about that. But it got me thinking because our numbers on yesterday's episode were so good. And everybody's been talking about that horrible It's Your Life, Bayley segment.
Yeah.
This is Your Life, Bayley.
Well, I mean...
Solid Monster... I'm a big Solid Monster fan now. I listen to him every day. He's not on every day. He's on once a week. But he did an emergency midweek podcast.
Oh.
He was just... tearing into it, and he was bringing up a lot of the same points we were, a lot of people are talking about it.
Well, I was gonna say, anytime we have a video with the word worst in the title,
yeah,
it typically does better than
videos that don't
have the word worst in the title.
But it was
a really bad segment.
Obviously it was hyperbole on our part, you know, you got to get those views up. But it was a really, really exceedingly bad segment. It was an especially bad segment.
Yes.
So, anyways, I got my notes here. I actually thoroughly enjoyed SmackDown last night. I thought it was a really fun show.
It was.
I thought there were a couple moments that were just like really, really, really good.
The show started out with each of the five women in the Elimination 5-Way match later on the evening. Delivering short promos.
This was the weakest part of the show, in my opinion. I don't like that. I hate when they do these things.
It was an interesting way to kick off the show.
I liked it. I liked that SmackDown. I mean, it's been this way since the brand split. But SmackDown, its identity is so different than Raw. Like, these days, whenever Raw comes on, I'm just sort of like, all right, here we go. What's this going to be like? SmackDown always finds a way. They always manage a way to, like...
SmackDown doesn't feel afraid to take chances.
No, yeah, you're
and
right.
I feel like Raw just plays it way too safe.
Yeah. And I mean, it just, SmackDown feels, I mean, it's SmackDown has kind of a corny feel to it, but at least it feels kind of fresh.
Yeah.
It's sort of energy. Like that. Yeah. The opening theme is really corny. The graphics are corny. It's a very corny looking show, but it works.
Yeah.
It really works well. So yeah, they each dropped a promo. Nobody really said anything, you know, special. I think they always feel just awkward just standing there in front of a camera trying to drop a promo. It was funny. I was watching, on YouTube, the Up, Up, Down, Down Xavier Woods channel, they have their, I think it's Madden they're playing.
Yeah.
With, and AJ Styles and Seth Rollins came out on top, like, so they're battling each other, I guess, in the latest one. And they had them drop promos similar to these. And Seth Rollins looks like he looks like he's in promo 101 class. Like, he really doesn't. And then he sort of tries to figure out what he's going to say as he's saying it. And then eventually he catches up, you know, and he gets on fire. And then AJ, of course, is a promo or is a pro. But anyways, yeah, so that happens. Who cares about that? Moving to opening credits, and then we get Kevin Owens' highlight reel.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's completely taken over the show.
Oh, my God, I know. It is SmackDown is the Kevin Owens show. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It is great. It's great. So he's on the mic. He hypes up Money in the Bank, talking about he's going to win it.
Yeah, correct.
Having confidence,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily predicting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess he was.
He said, we're going back to the Bret Hart thing.
Yeah.
We? Yeah. He said he's going to win it.
Yes.
Randy later on said he was going to win at Money in the Bank, his championship back.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about winning.
Yes. and so, after Kevin Owens hypes up Money in the Bank,
he introduces Shinsuke Nakamura.
His guest.
He's like, SmackDown's resident rock star. He does like half-assed, like very half-hearted, quotation marks.
Yes.
The artist known as Shinsuke Nakamura. So he has the same amount of disdain for that title as we do, evidently. Us and Kevin Owens are all the same thing. That's who I'd like to have as the permanent third
that
member.
That would be pretty neat.
Yeah, the Going In Raw Kevin Owens show.
Yes. So Shinsuke comes out. There's a He has pyro now in his intro.
Oh, he had new pants? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he had new pants.
What were his pants like?
They were...
I mean, I saw them. I just saw that. I thought they were black again.
Well, they were, but they fit more tightly.
Oh, really?
And they didn't fall over his boots.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like jeans and stuff.
Oh, I did not notice that.
They were tighter. I think his boots were on over them.
Oh, wow.
And then he had his kick pads on over his boots.
Oh, I did not notice any of that.
Yeah.
Usually I'm the fashionista.
But then he has pyro.
Not like that at all. It was startling. It bugged me. I didn't like that his name hit on the pyro hit. It's supposed to hit with. It's supposed to cascade in.
Yes, they changed the font. I mean, they did this weeks ago.
They did that a while ago.
They changed the font of his name in his Titantron.
I'm not huge on that either.
I'm not.
I don't like that.
I don't like any of the changes.
Because now isn't the font yellow too? Yeah, and it's a different. They tried to make it like sort of like a. I don't know. I guess an Asian looking font. It doesn't though. I mean, it does. It looks stupid. I liked it. Arial black. Or maybe it was an Impact. I don't know what it was, but it looked like some sort of italicized area black.
Yeah, it was.
And it was just plain, and it was effective.
You know what?
Also, and it was red.
What they didn't do last night, though they've done it weeks past. Maybe I just didn't notice it last night. You know where they have like the waveform graphics and the, kind of the flash frame effects on his Titantron? I didn't see any of that last night.
Yeah, me neither.
Just the lights were down. And then he came out. They did the strobe lights.
Oh, they did. No, they did some. They did some green stuff.
Oh, they still did.
They did the, okay, the green. But yeah,
I didn't notice it then.
It wasn't. Hold on a second. It wasn't. Maybe they didn't do the waveform. I don't know. We're
because there's the green waveforms of the guitar riff that start. They used to start his intro.
Yeah, right.
And then
I think when the feverish violins come in, I think that's when they were doing the green spots.
Okay, that's different then. Because it wasn't green before. It was. Red, and then there would be the flash frame film effect, the transition to his name, I believe.
Look, man, the bottom line is we have so many questions about Shinsuke Nakamura's new entrance. We don't like it. We don't like change. He had some words for Kevin Owens, but before he was really able to get anything out, Baron Corbin interrupted him.
Well, say his name correctly.
Baron Corbin.
Thank you.
So he came out, and he was talking crap to everybody. What did he say again? He said some stuff that actually kind of made me chuckle a little bit. And I think it's just because, who said this? Oh, man, I just saw it on Twitter. I forget who said it, so I apologize. But somebody was saying they were watching this, and they were like, who's the guy who sounds like he just learned English? Baron Corbin. He's just learning to speak as he's coming out. But anyways, he was like, you're going to call me Mr. Money in... The Bank. Shinsuke Nakamura. Anyways, they teamed up to beat up on Shinsuke Nakamura.
Correct. Which Owens and out, Corbin, yes.
Owens and Corbin, of course.
Which brought out Sami Zayn to make the save.
Yeah, and then he said, let's fight.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Faces stand tall in the ring.
Yeah.
Sami grabs a mic, and yes. Says,
let's tag team match this sumbitch.
Oh, Shinsuke brought up the fact that Baron lost twice to Sami.
Oh, that's right.
That's what
yeah.
instigated the brawl.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good job, Shinsuke.
And so we had
have a good memory.
We had a tag match. Yeah. Shinsuke and Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens and Baron Corbin.
Fun match, man. I love that they're actually having Shinsuke Nakamura wrestle now.
Yes.
That's cool. That's really cool. And once again, he got the pin on Kevin Owens after a Kinshasa.
Yes.
I always forget if it's Kinshasa or Kinshasa.
Shasa.
Shasa. Yeah.
And there was a spot before the finish that saw Kevin Owens run towards Sami Zayn
mm-hmm.
with Baron Corbin was in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Sami Zayn pushed Kevin Owens into Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin didn't take too kindly to that.
No.
Punched Kevin Owens right in the face.
Yeah.
While Kevin Owens was trying to get up from said punch, he took a Kinshasa from Shinsuke. Shinsuke got the pin.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to get Kevin Owens versus Baron Corbin, probably.
No, it's Kevin Owens against Shinsuke next week. They
it's already been
that.
Announced.
They announced
Ooh,
that the show.
You think he's going to do a thing where he jumps off the apron and Shinsuke completely no-sells it?
I hope so, but I doubt it.
I doubt it. You know, that's the only thing. That these guys are going to have to come up with some very effective storytelling alternatives to the stories they've told before.
I know.
Because if I recall correctly, a lot of the crap that him and AJ, maybe not... Were they doing a lot of drugs? Because, I mean, that's what the WWE really is not huge on, are all the drivers. Wrestle Kingdom 11 with AJ and Shinsuke. You saw that whole match, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if they did a lot of moves that the WWE would be like, no, 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 you can't do it anymore. How many Styles Clashes were in that match?
Well, there's at least one.
I feel like they're going to have, they like to limit those, that's for sure.
Yes.
I don't know. I have faith in all those guys, though. I think
they're going to put on
some amazing matches. So we get Shinsuke versus Kevin Owens next week, really?
Mm-hmm.
That was announced?
Yeah.
Holy crap. That's huge.
So do you think AJ
that's
Styles
massive.
AJ Styles is out of the U.S. title picture now? They seem to be transitioning to Shinsuke, Kevin Owens.
Wait a second. Oh, yeah. I felt that at last week when they started setting up Money in the Bank, I thought that the slate seemed like it was cleaning up at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure. I mean, I think it's one of those things where they can leave that thread open.
Yes.
In case they want to go back to it.
Yes.
Because, as you know, they never really have a plan.
Hey, did we do this last week? Did we do power rankings for Money in the Bank?
Money in the Bank. One, two, three.
I'm a huge fan right now of power rankings.
All right. Well, then we're going to do it. You know why? Because this is our show.
Exactly.
Power rankings for Money in the Bank. Remember, this is going to a $10 patron. I've got like a whole stack of notes.
You do.
One day I'm just going to be, I hope you guys are ready for trivia questions.
You just need envelopes, right?
Yeah, I just need envelopes, dude. Okay, power rankings for Money in the Bank. Number, let's see, who do I think is most likely to win?
Well, who is least likely to win? Dolph.
Sammy. Dolph. Dolph. Unless they're going to do one of those weird things where they need to, like, they treat the Money in the Bank with too much. They treat the Money in the Bank these days almost, I'm not going to say at the same level, almost at the same level as Royal Rumble win.
Yeah.
Almost. But it'll never be the same because Royal Rumble is automatic main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Dolph.
Then Sammy.
Sammy. Although that's like 1-2, that's like tied basically for first because there's no way Sammy's going to win.
You mean last.
For last. Oh. Yeah.
Five and six.
Dolph.
Sammy. And then Kevin Owens. I don't think Kevin Owens is going to win.
Well, Kevin Owens is currently a champion. They're not going to saddle him with a briefcase and a belt.
You never know. He could just put the belt in the briefcase along with the contract.
I could see him doing something silly like that. And I like the idea of him doing that.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either. There's only so many belts.
So who are we left? We're left AJ, Shinsuke, and Baron Corbin.
Shinsuke, Baron Corbin.
See, but if AJ is not in the U.S. title scene and Shinsuke is going to be, then AJ doesn't have anything to do.
Well, let me ask you this.
Unless he's next for Jinder after Money in the Bank, assuming Jinder retains against Randy.
I'm going to do this. I think AJ's number... Shinsuke and... Baron, I don't see that happening, but maybe I do see that happening. I'm gonna say, look, this is the house that AJ Styles built. I'm gonna say AJ's number one. He's got to be the favorite, right? Or is it Baron Corbin?
I think it's Baron Corbin. We've been saying that for a while.
We have been saying. I'm gonna stick with Baron.
Say Baron.
Baron.
AJ.
Shinsuke. All right, there's your power
rankings. As of right now, we'll redo them next week.
Update those week to week.
Yes.
No, it's kind of interesting right now because there's no, like right now the race is on for the Money in the Bank, so everything else is on hold. Like the U.S. title scene is on hold. The world title is existing in its own little weird universe up in Genderland. And so everybody's going after this Money in the Bank, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yes.
Because you can have all these different things going on.
Yes.
All right. Okay, here's the thing. I'll tell you what, man. This week sold me on several things. This week sold me on the Usos as champions. This week sold me on Fandango and Tyler Breeze not winning last week. And it sold me on the New Day being back and challenging for the titles. I still maybe think that Breezango might be some sort of weird dark horse thing to interject in here. I don't know if the colognes are going to be a one-time deal or not.
Yeah, I don't know either.
However, I will say this. I actually really enjoyed the Usos promo this week.
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't nearly as obnoxious and cartoonish as it had been. Some people out there might say I'm splitting hairs and say, hey, this is the exact same thing they've been doing. I actually liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I think that they're...
Well, they dialed back the volume a bit while maintaining the intensity.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think also that them retaining last week... Here's my thing. Here's my thing about Breezango, because I'm huge on them. And so are you. And so are a lot of our friendos out there. It was a pretty decent crowd last night, mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty decent crowd. When Breezango came down, the crowd wasn't as hot for them as I figured they might have been.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And I don't think that would have been a huge change had they come out with the titles.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have been hot, super hot for them all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe they're kind of litmus testing the fashion police right now.
Taking their time, building them up.
I think that's a smart move. Yes. I think it's a very smart move. I think SmackDown, their creative staff knows what they're doing.
Yes.
They know what they're doing. You see Nia Jax putting a... Raw in on check on blast. Sorry,
no.
For she said something. She tweeted out some along the lines. Look at that! SmackDown is using their entire women's roster. Oh, ooh, controversy.
Yeah, she hasn't been on TV in a while.
I know, and she's right. SmackDown. That was their women's segment was amazing last night.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah, that was good.
Anyways, Usos came down. They dropped a good promo talking about Uso Penitentiary or some crap like that. I really liked it. The New Day interrupted, and they are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God.
It's so good to have them back.
They're so many times amazing. SmackDown is an amazing show right now. It's fantastic. Really is. It has everything that I love except for Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. It was fantastic. So they come down, and the Usos, they leave the ring, but they're still at ringside. New Day sort of do their thing. And in a very, very condescending manner, they, you know,
they say, we know the guy who runs things backstage.
Was that a reference that Big E made when he said, we see those titles, we like some, we want some. I think that was a reference to a movie because Kofi had a line on top of that. I forgot what it was, but I'm pretty sure that was a reference to a movie, don't know. See the oh my God, playing it back when we like some, we want some. Oh my God, it's so funny.
I know.
My favorite part, though, that wasn't even my favorite part, but that was up there. My favorite part was when they lifted up Kofi.
Oh,
and they're,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
aiming his crotch at them.
Yeah.
And they're saying, don't look away. Don't look away. Why? Don't look at. And they were all cracking up.
I know.
You know the Usos wanted a laugh too.
I know. That was so
good.
But
they were pointing his crotch and they were all laughing. They said, don't look away. Don't look away. They were shooting his crotch at
them.
Oh,
the New Day are great.
It was fantastic. It was so good. What did
But they said that you know we know the guy who runs things backstage.
Oh,
we talked
honey,
to Shane. Yeah.
Honey. Sweetie.
Shane is giving them a title match against the Usos at Money in the Bank.
Oh God, it was so good. It was so flipping good.
We want some.
We like some. Oh my God, they're great. Oh, they're so great. They're so great. Anyways, I like this. I like New Day versus the Usos. Here's the thing about it too. The Usos coming out and weathering the storm from last week from the Fashion Police and then bragging about it and saying, oh, you thought this was going to happen. You thought that was going to happen. Nope, it's still us. That elevates them. It elevates the titles, and the New Day comes down and the belts are something now.
Yep.
In the span of 2 weeks or a couple weeks, you know, the Fashion Police did an amazing job. The day one is H stuff still kills me. Our day one wasn't as H as theirs. Anyways, so it was all great, and I think the belts are $1 million now, and I think that's how you do it. That's the power of SmackDown's creative team.
Yep.
Man, they're so good.
They are.
Next up, we had a Jinder Mahal package, just a, you know, the flashback.
A recap.
A recap, thank you. Then we got a sort of a noir-ish fashion files.
A different take on the fashion files. As you mentioned, more film noir.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I like this. So Fandango is roaming around in his like sleuth's jacket, and he's got the noirish voiceover thing going on and the jazzy music sort of playing, I think.
It was
pretty well done. It was a very good homage to the noir movies. So he comes into the fashion police department, and it's all in disarray. And then he looks over, and there's a silhouetted woman standing there, a voluptuous woman. And it turns out to be, you know, when the camera pans over, it's, you know, they had a woman actually standing in there.
But when the camera panned, it was not. It was Tyler Breeze. It was funny because Fandango said, "Freeze it." Something or other. I can't remember what he's called. What did he say? Freeze it.
He said, I don't know what he said.
I remember what he said. But then Tyler Breeze comes in and says, "Don't you mean breeze it?"
Oh, man. So, anyways, they're trying to figure out who messed up their office. And he goes down, there's a bottle of cologne. He says, "It's cologne." He like licks it, and then he's like figuring out what was in it, and they determine that it's the cologne. So the case of the colognes is open. That later on they had a match.
Yeah, I'm happy because I was worried last week with the Fashion Police not winning the tag team championships whether they would still get the amount of airtime they have been getting the last few weeks.
Yeah,
and if this is any indication, it seems like they're going to get.
I think that they're
regular time.
Yeah, I think they're testing out the waters. I think they're seeing where this is all going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that they know they have something good on their hands. It's just a matter of, does it have longevity to it?
Yes.
And so, you know, they're going to take their time and find that out. That did go lead into the women's five-way elimination match to determine the number one contender.
The match never started. We said last week that something would happen to set up the Money in the Bank match that Pro Wrestling Sheet reported on, and we knew it was going to be, we thought it was going to be some sort of weird finish or something.
I didn't know it was going to be this awesome, though, because, oh my God, they were ripping each other to shreds on the outside of the ring, and they did this great bit where I think it was Tamina. Yeah, Tamina was going to put somebody through the table.
Yeah.
And so she started just ripping out the monitors and getting moving everything off. And then she ended up getting, like, taken out of the equation. Natalya wanted to put Charlotte, I believe, through the table.
Yeah.
So she started clearing more stuff off. Charlotte got the upper hand and freaking powerbombed her through the table.
Yeah, kind of culminated the whole brawl.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was really good. And then Shane comes out and says something like, you know, now that we see all the intensity.
Yeah, the competition.
Competition of the women's division. He's going to make a Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah.
To determine the new number one contender for the women's championship.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is fantastic. I can't wait to see all these women have something to prove.
Yes.
And I think it's fantastic. The only bummer is that we're not going to see Naomi. She'll probably be on the pre-show and talking smack after or something like that. But she's not going to have a match there. But this is fantastic. I think somebody on Twitter said that she has some sort of neck, like her neck's bugging her a little
bit. Oh, really?
So I don't know if one thing means the other. In terms of like, oh, this is why they're doing this. I would really doubt that. This is a pretty monumental sort of thing they're doing with the Money in the Bank ladder match for the women. So, pretty cool stuff. Maybe she'll be at commentary. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Then we had Breezango versus the Colognes.
Tyler Breeze came out still in his femme fatale.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
costume disguise.
He was like just barely hiding. He wasn't like doing. He was like barely hiding his face in the hair, and the clones were just cracking up. Like, what is wrong with you? But anyways, ended up picking up the win. It was another comedy match. It was fun stuff.
Yeah,
they used the water pistols.
Midway through the match, Tyler Breeze changed into the janitor.
That's right.
Picked up the win with an unprettier.
Yeah, I still hate that name. I still don't like the move, but it's very effective. They book it pretty strong. So yeah, they picked up the win there. So another win for Breezango. Hopefully they won't go quietly into the night. I hope they keep doing this. They seem to have like this. I'll say this about this episode. It had a really good, think about it. It had a really good balance of everything.
Yeah.
Like they got in two tag team segments, which is way more than they've had before. The Fashion Police came big. The Usos got big. And then obviously the New Day. You know, they were doing absolutely nothing with the tag team division when their focus was like American Alpha.
Yeah. Or even when the Usos won the belts from, there was, what, 2-3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
The tag division wasn't on SmackDown at all.
They were doing nothing. But thanks to Money in the Bank, you've got a lot of storylines sort of culminating together.
Yes.
And then Jinder and Randy are doing their own thing. We'll get to that in a second. Next up, we had an AJ Styles interview. I'm sorry, we had a red AJ Styles interview. He was all red thanks to his hometown Atlanta.
Correct.
They like red there, right?
Something like that. He made a point on Twitter saying that he was going to have all red gear.
So the Falcons?
Their team colors are red and black.
Red and black.
University of Georgia, which is in Athens, Georgia, which I believe is near Atlanta, red and black.
The Hawks are red.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's their baseball team?
Braves.
They're not really red.
No, they have some red.
Reddish, yeah. There's some reddish, yeah. So anyways, he was giving an interview talking about being the new Mr. Money in the Bank and winning his second WWE championship. Dolph Ziggler walks in and says, sorry to interrupt you, but
Yeah.
And
he again says that he's the only one that's ever not only won Money in the Bank in that match, but also cashed it in and won the title.
And they even at some point, I think later on, like during their intros, they flashed back to 2012 when Dolph did win. So Dolph Ziggler said, let's do this right now. And AJ Styles took off his red shirt, red AJ Styles, and he said, let's do it. And so that led to the main event. But first, we had Randy Orton coming out to do his promo. I thought it was a pretty effective promo. Something tells me Randy really wants to put Jinder over. What do you think about this promo? Are you good with it?
It was okay.
Here's my thing about Randy. I actually think Randy is less compelling. I don't know how to put this. Sometimes Randy, he does, like you said with the Usos, he raises the volume, but it doesn't really do much for me. This week he didn't raise the volume, but I felt like it was sincere what he was talking about.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I felt his promo this week. Sometimes he goes out there and he goes through the motions.
Yeah.
This week, I don't know. I just felt maybe I was in a good mood. I watched it this morning. I had my toast. But I liked his promo. I thought it was decent. And then
it was effective, yeah.
And then Jinder Mahal showed up on the Titantron. That was kind of, you know, I'm always a fan of cheesy in wrestling. And this was in the right places because Jinder is full on cheesy, but he's good cheesy. He's like cartoonish villain cheesy. And I loved that he showed up on the Titantron. He says, Randy, I'm over here. I'm up here. And it's like, yeah, dude, that Titantron is massive. We can see, and they have a close up on your face.
Well, also,
it's
before
huge.
They cut to him on the Titantron, they played his package.
Yeah.
His music played.
Yeah.
So Randy was already focused over there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, yeah, we know. Just get to the point, Jinder. Anyways, he was, and Jinder had found his voice again. Apparently, he took he had some tea with some honey, some lemon, perhaps, maybe some throat lozenge. So it wasn't like,
Randy hates me. It's my right.
Anyways, Jinder was good. He said what he had to say. It was kind of cheesy. He had his little buddies with him. They're so tiny. And the other guy, like there's the one dude who's kind of like the better looking guy. And he can put on kind of a menacing face. But the other guy has like permanent nice guy face. Like he just has like the kindest face. And it's like, I think it's so rad that Jinder has his roll dogs with him. I love that. But that dude, like, and the funny thing is the reason why I'm sort of pointing this out. Is that so the camera sort of pulls out and they're chilling with Jinder, right?
Yeah.
And they start clapping for him.
Yeah.
Well, when the camera starts going back in to Jinder's face. And but the way that it's framed is that nice guy's face is always in, like, it remains in the frame the entire time.
Oh.
And so you have Jinder's full face and then little dude right here. And so his face is always hovering. He's just smiling. He's like, it's not like, it's not this. It's, it's that. Anyways, I pick out the littlest things. So anyways, then he faded to black and we went to AJ Styles versus Dolph Ziggler for our main event.
It's a good match.
Oh, this is a fantastic match.
I feel like Dolph, you know, he got popular in 2012, 2013, the peak of his popularity.
Sure.
He was credited with putting on really good matches and selling really well, but I felt like last night, for the first time in what feels like years, he went out of his comfort zone. He did a few things that we, at least I don't remember seeing him do at all, you know, regularly, sorry, or at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's done headbutts, but the headbutt he dropped at
that
AJ.
That was cool.
Yeah, and then, that was really cool. When AJ was doing a form or something, he did like a running knee at him.
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever seen Dolph do that.
This was a more physical match I was going to expect from these two.
Yeah, and it also had, it was kind of a little bit, or felt a little bit sloppy.
Yeah.
But it was believably sloppy.
No,
but
I know.
These guys
were
just so,
it was a bit, it was, it felt stiff and sloppy. Yeah, I know.
They just wanted to get at each other so badly.
Yeah.
They just wanted to fight, not necessarily wrestle, but fight.
Dolph wasn't cartoonishly selling.
No.
That was sort of the big thing. And it's funny because while I was watching this match, I was kind of noticing that. And then I noticed some AJ did, and I was like, oh, that was so good. It's when they did some sort of move. I think it was AJ was going to do a Super Styles clash from the top with Dolph. And Dolph, I think, did he kick him or what did he do? Dolph was getting up into it. And then I don't know how he reversed it, but it ended up with AJ Styles coming off the top. And when he did, he didn't land. And then, you know, it's like Dolph is sort of, he does this, but he didn't last night. Dolph, if he comes off the top, he sort of bounces.
Yeah.
You know, some guys, when they sell, they bounce.
Yeah.
AJ came off because I think Dolph kicked him. And so AJ was selling as if he was coming off the top rope in a state of unconscious, you know?
Yeah,
he comes off and he falls like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
And he does it in a way that AJ Styles does because he's the best. And he sells it perfectly. Like, he jumps off, but he's a sack of potatoes too. And I love the sack of potatoes sell. And Dolph wasn't doing the, like, jumping. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, man. I'm like, if that was Dolph, he would have like, flopped up or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then that got me thinking. I was looking for that after that spot from Dolph. I was looking for his cartoonish selling, and you're absolutely right. He wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
This was an abnormally stiff and, like you said, kind of sloppy-ish match. I think on purpose, though.
Yeah.
And even the finish wasn't like some big thing. It was AJ was going to go for his phenomenal forearm. Dolph, like, batted his leg off.
Yeah.
And so AJ sort of fell off. I think he might have landed in sort of like the nuts a little bit. But he landed kind of awkwardly.
Yeah.
And then as he was getting back in, Dolph delivered a really great super kick.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and that was done.
Yeah.
This was perfect for Dolph.
Yes.
This was amazing for Dolph. It was AJ in his hometown, which we all know.
Means a loss for the hometown wrestler.
Exactly. And I that's one thing I appreciate about Randy's promo is that when he said, I'll be in my hometown of St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
I'll be in my hometown of St. Louis. I'm not going to be able to show my face unless I win my title back. And I'm like, well, sorry, Randy. You're in your hometown. You know how that works.
Loss.
But anyways, this wasn't like, I'm not going to say this is like a pay-per-view level match, but it was
really good.
It was a really strong SmackDown main event match.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good. And I think, dude, you need to, in order for Dolph to come out of these power rankings in the top three.
Yeah.
You need him.
He needs to pick up wins.
Exactly. AJ Styles can afford to eat losses like these, man. You need strong opponents. You can't just... I love AJ Styles, but it's okay for him to lose. AJ's one of those guys. You can eat main event anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
So anyways, I thought it was a really strong episode of SmackDown.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Thoroughly entertained by it.
As was I.
And it's like a breath of fresh air compared to a lot of Raws these days, man.
Yeah,
they're not,
sure.
You see, I changed the Patreon stuff right here. Look at that face right there. It's great. See, I changed stuff.
It's this face.
I know. You have a little bug coming down, man.
Oh, really?
A little bit, yeah. There you go. You got it.
Oh, there it was. Yuck.
That was like a rock. What the? That made a loud noise.
Are we going to do mail first? Let's do mail first.
Oh, let's do mail first. We got, man, we got a lot of packages. We got a lot of stuff. You guys can send us stuff if you really want to. 1814.
Here, I'm going to give you this one because there's probably a letter in there and you're better at reading than I am.
Son of a bitch. P.O. Box 1814, Orangevale, California, 95662. They know who we are down there now. I go there and I'm like, hey, I've got some packages here. They're like, 1814, right? I'm like, you got it, Jack.
There, they say, bring your car around back because we've got to put them in a...
Whoa. What is this?
Oh, cool wow.
Stuff. Look at that guy.
Oh, that's cool.
That is rad.
That's like the old Topps cards.
Yeah. Let's read the letter.
Oh, look at these.
Oh, nice. Pretty short letter, too. Oh, that's funny. It says, hey, friendos, I wanted to contribute something to the show and thought these cards would be a good addition to the prize pool for trivia. Included is probably top prize, Interview Bot. Where's Interview Bot? Oh, look at that. Oh, her name's Dasha Fuentes?
Yeah.
Nice. Hopefully you guys can do something special with that. And while we're at it, name Interview Bot, the official Going In Raw broadcast colleague. Thanks for all you guys do and keep up the good work. The official Interview Bot, Repairman Taylor.
I love these. These are this Topps baseball cards, I believe 1987.
Oh.
That's what...
Oh, yeah.
Based on. These are great.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank
this
you
is
very
awesome.
Much.
I'm going to look at some of this. Oh, look at this. Ah, it's the worst. Jeff Jarrett slap nuts himself. Look at him. He's what a surprise. He has the NWA title on. Look at Jimmy Garvin. That dude is awesome.
Here's WCCW. Mike Tenay's Mike's Magical Moments. Here's AJ and Samoa Joe. and there's Mike Tenay on back.
Definitely a magical moment there. Wonderful.
Yes. Look at, there you go, Steve.
Oh, beautiful. It's the Freebirds with Garvin. It's like Freebirds 2.0.
Funk Brothers, Dory and Terry.
Oh, beautiful. That picture is so old.
Here's Ty.
Look, it's future Kevin Nash. He's so old. TNA Kevin Nash is so old.
Lita and Edge. Eva Marie.
I like that he put the...
Vince.
He put the Interview Bot in her own little plastic.
Well, that's
top prize.
That's the one that we should... Keep safe. And then we also
got my head.
Something from That Wrestling Club.
Nice.
Let's see what's inside.
Look at it's they're gonna about to F Larson Sex Club right there. Oh, we got a Goldberg figure?
Yeah. Oh man.
Nice. Uh-oh. What's that? Holy crap.
DX socks.
Oh man. Those are amazing socks too. Look at that.
Speaking of Nash.
Suck it.
Kevin Nash shirt.
Holy crap, look at that. Oh, it's a large, you bastard. You're going to be wearing this.
We have a Raw is War pin.
Beautiful. Well, you get that. I get the socks.
Yeah. And then we got, oh, man, look at that. WCW trading cards. Open those up
right
now.
Open those things up. Hey, look. It's...
I know.
Never going to see me on TV again.
Ty Dillinger. Cool. Look at that. We get the Headbangers and then...
Yeah, man.
Eric Bischoff.
We got a signed Eric Bischoff thing. That's great.
That's great. Thank you, That Wrestling Club.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
That's so cool. That's a great box.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. We got to figure... I'll put the info. We got to put the info for where you can find that box there because this is fantastic stuff. I don't know, like, the details. Oh, look at that. Yes! We got another Slammy Dog. Oh, I got a replacement. I got a
We both get it.
You get the fresh Steiner Dog. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Doom. Doom were beasts.
Yeah, they were. They were fantastic. Awesome.
Tommy Rich. Oh, my God. These
What's that?
Look at Dutch Mantel. That was the thing. I think he's happy probably.
Oh, yeah. The pin.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Look that's a good-looking pin.
Oh, that is a good-looking pin.
These socks are great.
Man, this is solid stuff. Oh, look at that. The torture rack of doom. We got a Luger card. Gotta love that. Got a Jim Ross. Look, it's a Jim Ross card, but look who's in it. Luger. The total package. We got a Stinger, El Gigante, Terry Taylor. Why wasn't that guy a bigger star?
I know.
Because he was a rooster. Tommy Rice, Dutch Mantel. And here we go. The Freebirds. There we go. Oh,
thank
man.
You very much.
So much great
That Wrestling
swag.
Club.
All right. Fantastic. Let's answer some questions about SmackDown now
because
people probably have a lot of good questions.
Good questions.
Gonna load more comments. Oh my goodness, 90 comments. Way too many comments.
Way too many.
Too many questions.
Man,
can't
cool.
answer all questions. We're going to try. Let's see here. Jose, Eddie, Jose Guevara, Menivar. I'm killing his name. Eddie, Jose Guevara, Menivar. He says he doesn't like the New Day, but he does see their mass appeal, especially towards the young audience. My question is, how much more does the New Day got on being the top tag team? Do you see any future tag team capable of taking them down? I'm going to be really interested. I'm going to be really interested when the Authors of Pain come to SmackDown.
Yes.
And face off against the New Day.
Yes.
I think that's going to be awesome.
Yes.
They're going to do I was hoping the club would do.
Yes.
The New Day. Push them to their limits.
Yes.
Instead, we got the Old Day.
Hamza Halal, which one of you would have the better This Is Your Life segment and what would be included?
Oh, I'm not going to say who would have the better one. That's because that's kind of a rundown, isn't it? Your life has sucked compared to mine.
you got to live in England when you were younger.
I traveled the world.
Yeah. You're a world travel guy.
Yeah, but your brother, like, poked your eye out of its head.
No, that's not true.
When he was like, what did he do again?
Oh, we were out in the backyard playing, and the family dog at the time was...
Oh, your dog bit you on the face.
Yeah, almost bit my eye out.
Oh, and your brother did that, though.
Not directly.
Your dog brother. Oh, man, let's see here. what other fat bastard champ Alex
Good
Foster?
Good question.
What other film-style video packages would you like to see for wrestlers? For example, the Breezango noir style. Well, I love the Bray Wyatt stuff when it's done right. I like the compound match they did with the New Day. I thought that was cool. I want to see Baron Corbin like in his motorcycle club, but it would just be a club of one.
Yeah.
It's just him riding around a motorcycle.
I'm trying to think of a wrestler or a tag team. They could do something very the style of Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, that'd be good.
Especially like a 2001 type thing.
Yeah. Man, no tag teams really fit that mold, I would say.
I know. No one's got like a sci-fi gimmick or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I would want to see... No, you know what I'd want to see? This isn't like a film thing. I'd want to make a video game. I would want the sequel to... what was that one game that was hilariously bad?
Ride to Hell Retribution.
Ride to Hell Retribution starring Baron Corbin.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be good.
What if they did a Bray Wyatt package or series of packages in the style of The Shining?
Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
Dude, I totally forgot to mention this. So there was a SmackDown Fallout or some crap where they're setting up a feud between Dude Harper and Aiden English.
Oh, I heard about that.
Dude Harper is, I'm telling you. It simply reaffirmed. It reaffirmed my thought that he should be Dude Harper. They have him being the most normal dude ever. It's fantastic. Hold on. I'll have to remember to pause it. All right, Larson, so we've watched it.
Yes.
Well, what's your take on Dude Harper?
I like soft-spoken Luke Harper.
Am I totally right about that, though? Aiden English comes up to him.
I don't see the dude there.
Oh, I totally see the dude. I mean, not the family stuff, but
no, just how he talks and stuff. That's not the dude.
It's a little strange, man.
That's not how he says.
There's
though.
Okay. I'm not saying he has to be an exact replica of Dude Lebowski.
Like, well, that's a little strange.
It's a matter of fact, Luke Harper, Dude Harper. I mean, all you have to do is add a little bit of like stoner lingo, not stoner lingo, but like dude lingo.
But he doesn't have kind of like the world weariness that the dude had.
It's a little weird, dude. Well, he's younger than the dude.
I understand that.
Man,
do you think
I'm telling you.
The dude was probably world weary his entire life?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. We can get into that.
We can start writing some
dude fanfic.
Lebowski.
Yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of it online. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, that was good.
I need this dude on camera.
I want him on
the regular show.
Yes, me too.
It's fantastic. Anyways, moving on.
Your mother's favorite wrestler, Randy Shotgun Blast Hayes. Today is my birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
If Vince McMahon promised you one birthday wish that he would grant you in the form of any booking decision, what would it be? let Daniel Bryan wrestle one more match.
Whoa. I would say guarantee me AJ versus Shinsuke for the title at WrestleMania.
And make sure I have front row tickets.
Yeah, that too. That's like the most important thing. Let's see here. Oh, this is interesting. Low-level writer Carlos Hackworth says, I was supposed to go to SmackDown last night, but I couldn't go because I'm sick. Have you ever wanted to go to a wrestling event and couldn't because of whatever reason and was highly upset? I almost didn't go to 31, to WrestleMania 31.
That's true. You almost didn't go.
Yeah, because we got laid off, and I was
like
in,
a couple months before, yeah.
I was
less
in,
than that, a month before.
I was in hoarding mode where I was just hoarding my nuts.
Yeah, but I pressured you.
Yeah, I was glad I went
to. And you eventually relented. You came, and you had an absolute blast.
I did have an absolute blast. You were right, and I was wrong. Very good.
Yes.
What about you? Have you ever no
usually
show
if I buy a ticket for a wrestling show and I've already spent the money, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah.
See, I'm more.
I mean, I realize you can buy tickets to things, and then there's a secondary market you can sell those tickets. But generally speaking, if I'm motivated enough to buy the ticket to go to the show, I'm gonna go to the show.
Yeah.
I've also been fortunate that I don't think there's been a time where I've bought a ticket for a wrestling show and I haven't gotten sick or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's kept me from going nothing's kept me from going.
I don't know. I mean, it's entirely possible. I have a bit more leeway. I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to go and not enjoy it, then why even go? That's my thing. For me, it's comfort first.
I'm very aware of that.
Everything else afterwards. That's why you said yesterday you've never seen me fiery angry. Because you know what? Comfort first. Oh, man. Let's see here. TJ Coons. McMahon hires you to be on his creative team. He's going to have to throw us a lot of money.
Oh, yes.
He wants
you to work from home.
He wants you to book John Cena's 17th championship. Yeah, we'll work the big four.
Yeah, we'll travel for those.
We'll travel for the big four. He wants you to book John Cena's 17th championship. How would you guys book it? How do you think WWE would book it? I would say, so whoever comes out of, I'll say this, AJ walks into WrestleMania with the title, Shinsuke takes it off him. That leads to Cena coming back, the SmackDown post-WrestleMania, challenges Shinsuke Nakamura. They have a 6-month program. What's the next big pay-per-view after WrestleMania?
SummerSlam.
Well, yeah, SummerSlam. So they have like a 6-month program.
4-month.
4-month program. Perfect. That leads to SummerSlam, where Cena wins against Nakamura. They rematch at WrestleMania. Nakamura takes it back. So take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gene the Grappler. Hello, friendo. So SmackDown Live is going to have the first ever Money in the Bank ladder match. For the women's division. My question is if you guys could pick a Money in the Bank ladder match with current and past women or divas, who would you pick?
Lita.
Yes. AJ.
Oh, AJ Lee. Very good.
Asuka.
Ooh, again, very good. You're killing it right now.
Sasha Banks.
Ooh, good.
I guess Trish Stratus.
Yeah, and I'd put Charlotte in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
That's a good.
It's a good lineup right
it's
there.
Good ladder match.
Tommy T. What are three wrestlers that you always have a negative stigma whenever they are on camera or just don't click with you? I'm going to say this, even though I was cool with Randy. Randy Orton, I'll be honest with you. I know we've differed on this before where you've been like, you know what, when he's motivated, I'm into him. I have to make allowances for the fact that he's a draw. I have to make allowances for the fact that the WWE loves him and that they're going to put him on top until he's not around anymore.
Yeah.
But those are allowances because there's literally nobody. I would rather want to see anybody else at the top.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily know if it's a guarantee that he's motivated, then I'm into his work because I think him being motivated makes it likely I could be into his work, but it's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I for the most part agree with you that there's too many allowances that you have to give Randy on a regular basis just to go in there and just enjoy what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after this Wyatt thing.
Mm-hmm. Roman's another one for me. I mean, every once in a while, there's again, you have to make allowances because with him, you know that you know what the path is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know what that path is. So it's like, okay, well, if they're a little flash, like you mentioned, you know, when he was doing little heel things here and there in his match against Seth, it was like, oh, look, flash of something interesting. Wow, yeah. That could be something, but it probably won't be. So I would say Roman. And who else bores me? I'm trying to think. You know what? Until I saw his match with Bobby Roode, Hideo Itami, I was like, there's nothing here that interests me. There was nothing there. His strikes always seem slow to me when they were supposed to be fast. There's nothing that interests his tights look, even his takeover, his tights looked faded. But that match he put on with Bobby Roode was
really good.
So flipping good.
It was good.
I was like, wow, that's great. So those are my answers.
Yes, those are good answers.
Okay.
The lunatic cringe, Drew Q. Mojo Rawley was not included on another week of SmackDown.
That's right.
Do you think the only way that he can receive a push is when Zack Ryder is healthy again and they get hyped?
I don't even know if that would...
There's just not enough time on SmackDown for everybody.
I mean, there's no Mojo and no Ty.
Yeah.
You know, and
they made such a huge deal about Mojo winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
I know. Here we go. Double T. This is an interesting question. Am I the only one that sees a lot of similarities between Shinsuke Nakamura and Jeff Hardy? He says, I just think they both have a whole lot of indescribable charisma. I can actually see that point.
Yeah, me too.
I see that. Number one, Jeff Hardy has not aged. It is insane. Because we were going to do December to Dismember.
We may still do it at some point.
Yeah, from 2000 whatever, 6 or 9, whatever that was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Jeff Hardy looks the exact same. Even when you go back to like, wait, what did we watch? Oh, we watched him versus RVD in Invasion.
Yeah.
That was 2001.
Yeah.
He looks the exact same.
Pretty much, yeah.
He looks the exact same. It's insane. It's crazy. And, I mean, beyond that, yeah, he's got... There's just something. There's just something that some people have. It's a certain look. It's a certain feel. It's a certain whatever. That, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can too.
Good point.
Smapty Jones. Instead of King of the Ring, should WWE create a cup, maybe named after someone that could be a tournament fought by SmackDown, Raw, NXT, 205 Live wrestlers, with the winner getting a title shot, either one at SummerSlam or WrestleMania. So, like a New Japan Cup or tournament or something like that.
I'm always a fan of trophies, and they have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal trophy. I like that.
I like tournaments.
And I like cups. I like cup trophies. So, yes, I like all those things, and we definitely love tournaments.
Yes.
So I don't know
if they would do that, though, because the Rumble winner gets a title shot. Money in the Bank winner gets a title shot.
Yeah, there's yeah. So it
might be
something.
Just too many title shots.
Yeah. Who would you name it after?
Bruno.
Oh, best answer. Terrence Thompson. Are the Usos officially the number one tag team in the entire WWE? No, that's the Hardys. They are booked to God's green earth. They are booked so strong. He says in the ring they're fantastic and they just out-talk the New Day. I wouldn't say that, Terrence Thompson. I would not say that at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't go quite that far.
No way, man. Oh, my goodness. They have stepped up their game, though.
Yeah,
Tim Morris here says they have stepped up their game. But I'm going to say, I think I like them. I like them. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
They've been doing really good work ever since
the New Day literally aimed Kofi Kingston's crotch at them, couldn't stop laughing, and started shooting his crotch at them. It was amazing.
It's hard to top that. It really is.
Relax them. We want some.
Chalupa Batman. Hey, friendos. Are you at all surprised they didn't have Ty Dillinger in Money in the Bank? It seems like they don't have much for him to do. They don't have time for him to do anything.
They don't have Ty.
That's just not enough time on the show.
Yeah. I mean, look, man, you can either go with an unproven thing like Ty, or you can go with something like the family. It's that secondary tag team, because of the Fashion Police, they've carved out that time for them. Like, they have done a good job carving that time out for them. Unfortunately, yes, it has come at the expense, seemingly, of Ty Dillinger and Mojo Rawley.
Yeah. The last Martian, is that Leland Thompson? Hey, friendos, what are your preliminary power rankings for the women's Money in the Bank ladder match? We did not do that. We should do that every week.
Women. Money.
Five competitors.
In the bank. One, two, three, four, five. Who's favorite to win that?
Carmella.
Really?
Do you see Charlotte walking around with that briefcase? Because I don't.
That's actually a really good point.
I don't see Becky walking around with the briefcase.
I could see Becky walking around. She'll do something fun with it. She'll steampunk it out or something.
But I definitely see Carmella walking around with that briefcase.
I'm sorry, man, but it was another strong James Ellsworth moment. I'm sorry, but I love James Ellsworth because he kind of chuckles at himself.
I know.
He kind of chuckles at himself. Oh, man. So who else do we have? Natalia, Tamina,
Carmella, Charlotte, and Becky.
All right. I'll grant you Carmella at number one. I'm saying Becky Lynch is number two.
Okay.
That's my thought on that. Let's book the rest of the three here. Who are the rest of the three? Are you saying Charlotte's number five? Are you saying there's no chance she's going to win?
She's either four or five right now.
All right, we'll put her at four then. Who has a better chance, Tamina or Natalia? I think they like Tamina.
Yeah.
And I like Tamina.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going to put Tamina number three.
Yes. And then Natalia at five.
That's a strong power ranking right there. All right, good job. Let's see here. Next. Yeah, I kind of agree with this. Naheem Bogart says, was it just me or did the opening segments for the women's number one contendership feel forced? Yeah, a little bit, but you know what? If that was the low point on your show, then you're doing pretty good.
It's just kind of the nature of the format.
Mm-hmm. They got everybody in. Everybody got to say a piece, and everybody's involved in the Money in the Bank stuff, so there's that.
Oh, this is a good question. The glorious broken sound wave. Quick question. With the depleted tag team division on NXT, who would you pair up for the next Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic? Good question.
Ooh.
Do you think the Authors of Pain will still be on the NXT roster at that point next year?
Oh, God. When is it?
Oh, when did they have the finals? Was that November? Has it been that long already?
Dusty Rhodes.
Was it Survivor Series weekend they did it?
Tag Team Classic
2016.
Fall. So it's in the fall. So it's coming up.
November, okay.
Yeah, I think they'll still be around.
So they get a chance to defend their...
Mm-hmm.
TM61 should be back by then.
Oh, yeah, TM61.
Heavy Machinery.
I think Caster Sono is probably going to team up with somebody. Yeah. I could see him and like Roderick Strong teaming up. That makes sense.
Definitely.
No Way Jose. Maybe they might bring Rich Swann back for it to team up with No Way Jose. I could see that.
Yeah.
Possibly. Let's see here. Lee Fox, new patron here. Thank you. His question is not about wrestling, but about us. What is your end goal for going in Raw? Would you like to do your own radio show? Or if you were given a TV show where you could have guests on, would that be the route you would take? Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
I think one thing we both value is our independence.
Yes.
So
we like the ability to work from home.
Yeah.
For the most part, set our own hours.
Yeah. 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 If there is something that combined that with like a big paycheck and like a ridiculously big paycheck, then that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think right now our goal is to continue growing what we're doing. And I mean, that does mean financially as well, because once we get to a certain point, we'd be able to afford additional help.
Yes. And in turn be able to produce more content.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think there are, We've talked about different projects that are things that would probably be on hold for a while until we have a proper setup like that.
Yeah.
Like you and I, we both went to film school. We're film school nerds. We'd love to do some wrestling-based narrative stuff, not like our own promotion. That'd be ridiculous. We don't want to get into that business.
No.
But... you know, some like wrestling based narrative stuff
or documentary stuff too,
or documentary stuff. We talked about that. We're definitely interested in like doing more interviews with wrestlers, mm-hmm. be it like established or up and coming guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like growing what we already have on our own terms is our ultimate
top priority for sure.
Top priority. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think we have like, you know, distinct, like, where do we want to be 5 years from now? I mean, my only thing is 5 years from now, I still want to be doing this just at a couple levels further.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good question.
Good question.
And thank you for your patronage.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Let's see here. Name explain as a question with the announcement of the women's Money in the Bank. What do you guys think the possibility is of a women's Royal Rumble? He says, I with the current main roster, some NXT special guests and surprise entrants, I could really see a nice smaller 20 or so women's Rumble. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a great idea.
I think that'd be awesome.
What is the possibility of happening? I think these days anything's a possibility, to be honest
definitely.
With you. I could see if the Mae Young Classic is a success, I could then the odds,
especially if there's a weekly women's show on
The odds would go up substantially.
Dom the Man Hilberg, hey friendos, Baron Corbin needs to do something about that hairline. It's all I can look at.
No, man, I love it.
Screen, what new hairstyle should he get? And what other WWE superstar needs new hair?
You can't have a new hairstyle with him. That's the only thing you can do. What is he going to go like he could if he has a good looking head, a scalp. Then he could go bald. I honestly think he looks cool as heck.
Fits into his character of him being kind of apathetic.
Yeah, exactly. It does. Visually, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he looks cool, man. Let's see here. The Bulgarian Patreon Nadin Varbanov says Netflix will have a new series about women's wrestling in the 80s called Glow, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? What TV series about non-WWE wrestling history would you like to be made? I would love a show about Vern Gagne. An HBO narrative about Vern Gagne would be amazing.
That would be cool.
That'd be fantastic.
A weekly television series about ECW.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be fascinating.
That'd be really cool.
I can't wait for Glow. I remember watching that a little bit when I was a kid.
Well, the trailer looks great.
Yeah.
I love Marc Maron, dude. He's fantastic.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Totally.
Should we do trivia now?
Oh, yeah, let's do trivia. All right, here we go.
This week we have Classic and Attitude Era.
Modern and Golden Age.
You asked first.
Oh, what are we? We're doing classic first.
Okay.
Chronologically speaking.
Yes.
What WWE Hall of Famer was known for carrying a 2x4 length of wood to the ring with him?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That is correct.
What multi-time NWA champion came to the WWE and won the 1986 King of the Ring tournament?
Why am I blanking right now? Time NWA champion. I'm totally blanking right now. '86?
Yes.
Oh my god, I know I'm gonna kick myself for this. Dusty Rhodes?
Harley Race.
I'm not really kicking myself for that one.
Oh, really?
Not really. Did I know that? I don't really know if I knew that or not.
Okay.
Interesting. All right. Who managed the Iron Sheik during his brief reign as WWE champion?
Is it Blassie?
Yeah, very good.
What future WWE Hall of Famer was the first Intercontinental Champion?
Oh, Pat Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth was Macho Man Randy Savage's first manager. Who managed Savage when he was the Macho King?
Sherry Martel.
Otherwise known as?
Sensational Sherry.
Very good.
What was the name of the tag team consisting of Davey Boy Smith and the Dynamite Kid?
The British Bulldogs.
Yes.
What future UFC champion won the 2002 King of the Ring tournament?
Future UFC champion? Oh, yes. Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, very good.
Who won the Corporation versus Degeneration X Mini Rumble to earn the number 30 spot in 99 Royal Rumble?
China.
Yes.
Who successfully defended his World Heavyweight Championship in an Elimination Chamber match at SummerSlam 2003?
Triple H.
Very good. That's definitely the default answer.
Yeah, I know.
From 2000 to 2004.
I know. What two stooges of Mr. McMahon
fought? Patterson and Briscoe.
Yes.
When the McMahon-Helmsley regime made The Rock and Mankind fight in a pink slip on a pole match, who got fired? Rock and Mankind, who got fired?
The Rock.
Mankind.
Damn. You can tie it up here.
Four.
What woman won the 2004 Diva Search?
Candice Michelle?
Christy Hemme.
Ah, son of a biscuit.
Is that who it is? Yeah.
You bastard.
I get one.
You get one. Sid Vicious.
Sid.
There's a new baby face in town. What are you talking about, Sid? Anyways, well done. You won trivia again.
Back on track.
Back on track. All right. Well, I'm going to wear my DX socks.
Anyways, you do that.
I will do that. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.